Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prues. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And in the studio with me is John Tallarude. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Doing well. You want to pull that up to you a little bit?
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll say that works.
Yeah. It's North Korean equipment, man. I know you got to hold it up there. If only Fairbanks could see the visuals of the conditions we have to work in.
Oh boy.
How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Back from a little bit of traveling. I've hit that pilot car probably more than I should have, but it's good to be back in Fairbanks for a little bit.
You want to bring up the fires?
Oh, yeah. So we've had great response from all of our first responders. They're working really hard. I've actually seen them as I'm driving through doing things. And so we're grateful for them. But it sounds like all the information I have, we're dropping a little bit of the status. Not many goes anymore, at least not any goes in places where people are currently living or have property. So things are going pretty well. The Red Cross put up a couple of shelters, both in here in Nanana as well as Healy.
Mm-hmm.
There was one from neighbor to neighbor that was put up, and we had some people staying, but it looks like the crews have been working so hard that we're going to be able to allow people to get back into their places.
Let's remind everyone the organization you're with.
I am with the Salvation Army, and when it comes to fires and disasters and evacuations, we provide the food for those shelters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got to spend some time.
So the State of Alaska Division of Forestry, they've been on it.
They have done really well, and all the people that they've brought in have been doing really well, too. So big thanks to all of them. I had an opportunity when I was following the pilot car at one point. We had to slow down while they were going across the highway, and I got to talk to a couple of them, and they're like, I never realized they were from New Jersey. They're like, I never thought in my life Alaska got hot. And I was like, it gets pretty hot up here. So,
yeah, it's lightning strikes that start these fires.
Yeah,
my brother Danny, he lives in Arizona. What he said, and what he says starts the forest fires down there, the fires rather, is chains that scrape from your back bumper, toe package. The chains that's holding them on, and it sends those sparks, and it'll start fires.
It's not difficult. I mean, when it gets dry, I've seen some of the dryness.
Is that Eliana?
That was Eliana. She's in studio with us, and
great daughter you have there.
I think so too. So.
What is she constructing? What craft is she constructing?
Let's see. Right now, she just dumped them all out on the floor. So she's
the Legos.
Yep. So she's putting it all together.
Now those Legos are not from North Korea, so those are good Legos.
They whereas look like they're gonna last.
Whereas the equipment you're holding up to. Oh, Fairbanks, the pain and suffering that we subject ourselves to. So how many lunches were you making a day, or meals were you making a day?
So here's where I've got to get – hey, look, I fixed it.
Yeah.
Here's where I got to give a shout-out to some of our community.
Mm-hmm.
T's Barbecue Connection actually donated a whole weekend's worth of lunches and dinners.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been to T's Barbecue Connection, but I have.
Where's it at?
It's over by Fatburger on Airport.
Mm-hmm.
I think the building says Tuffy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Tuffy's might have been
the Caribou building.
There you go. See, I'm still too new to know, but the Caribou building. But it's just amazing barbecue. We took some home ourselves. We got everything to the shelter, and then my wife and I went back
And got some for yourself.
And we got some for ourselves.
Good for you. Yeah. So, hey, you know, when in Rome,
I know.
Digest well.
See, the hard problem is I love places that are like considered hole in the wall or off the beaten track.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to go into a McDonald's.
Yes.
You know, something like that. When I can go to Lat 65 and get frozen smoked barbecue.
Right.
Or T's barbecue.
Right.
You know, fresh, local, homemade, great food.
Well, that's the big thing. Like, for me, I'm a big guy. I grew up in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and there was, and I don't want to get too off topic, but this is a great story.
Yeah.
So there used to be a place over by the old Mile High Stadium. You'd have to walk around the back. You'd park in the front on the street. You'd walk around the back, walk down a staircase into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go around three corners, and it was very much that the lights flickered and everything. And you knocked on the door, and the guy opened it, and there was this griddle. And the guy made his burgers right in front of you. You sat at the griddle. He put all the stuff in it. I mean, he put the meat, the beef down, and then he put so many other things in. You could put bacon on it. You could do all these other great things that you couldn't normally do with like a McDonald's.
You know, you're an incredible dad. You just are. Fairbanks, you know, you have a father-daughter in the studio here. And how old is Eliana? About five?
She's four.
Four? And she's making creatures from the Legos.
That's what it looks like.
And there was this issue with one of the arms. So she taps on her dad's shoulder. Well, he doesn't miss a beat. He's getting the shoulder, arm connected, talking on the radio, taking care of the wonderful daughter.
Oh, well, she's my priority. So
exactly. How many calories do you look at feeding a firefighter every day, or do you even do that calculation?
So we don't do the firefighters themselves. We do the people that are displaced during
okay.
the situation. So anyone who's in one of the Red Cross or the neighbor-to-neighbor shelters,
okay.
we partner with them, and we try and understand what we're doing so that we can give them food in that time.
How many people were displaced on these evacuations?
There were, at the height, there were about a dozen people in the Nenana shelter. There were mm-hmm. about six people here in Fairbanks, and the Healy shelter kind of went in and out because a lot of people are on vacation. They were coming back during 4th of July.
Yeah.
But I think it was up to about two dozen at one point. I'm not entirely sure about that one.
Two dozen at one point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the prayers of in Texas, and luckily we never got anything like that.
Right.
Man. So how many people does it take to, your crew to get these people housed and fed?
Currently, my crew is myself and my wife.
So. Just the two of you.
Captain Rosie and I, one of the big things.
That's a good crew.
It is a good crew. It's very effective. She keeps me in line.
You're your partner in that crew. That's
I
right.
am. You
know,
I'm okay Fairbanks, with that.
I've had them all in here, and I know who the commander
That's right.
is.
No, the really nice thing is that one of the things we try to do is not disrupt current activities. So
mm-hmm.
while we were helping people who were displaced, we were still giving out clothing and household good vouchers, still keeping the thrift store open, still handing out food boxes in partnership with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. We were still doing the TFAP and CSFP distributions to all of those who are shut in and unable to get over to the food bank to grab those commodities boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosie was coordinating all of that. And I was able to focus on just taking care of those people who were displaced.
Displaced, yeah.
And so that, you know, I didn't get to mow my lawn very often, but which is my way of calming down most of the time. But at the same time, we were still able to keep things running here. And that's a bigger credit to my wife than I think than I can say in most places. So,
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. I have Captain John Tolerud with the Salvation Army in the studio here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Dane Palmer of El Cajon, California. You went out on a boat, the Hooked Up. Sounds like they hooked you up. Tell us about your day.
Yeah, they did. We went out. We went pretty far offshore and just got down and started fishing and started pulling up some nice fish. We just ran into a little group of them. We had a couple other ones get hooked up, and yeah, we started pulling them out. It was awesome.
Had you been halibut fishing before?
Yeah, I came out last year around the same time, closer to this weekend, actually closer to 4th of July, and I had a big one actually break off. It was right at the boat. It was probably close to the same size as the one I caught this time around. Yeah, it broke off right at the boat last year, but this year I got a hold of them, got them all the way in.
All right, and well over 100 pounds. You said he, but it's probably a she. The bigger ones are.
Yeah, she, whatever it was, I was very happy to see that thing get in the boat. It was really awesome.
All right, how long did it take you to reel in?
Oh, man, it took probably 20 to 30 minutes. It was a long fight. It was almost at the boat, and then it would just rip line all the way back down, and then almost at the boat and rip line all the way back away. So it was a long, good fight.
If you're looking to catch a big halibut, silver salmon, or rockfish in Valdez, get geared up at the Prospector in Valdez. Need boots or rain gear? Prospector's got it. Our Valdez store has rods, reels, tackle, bait, and even coolers to bring your catch home too. Talk to our local experts and get the right gear for Prince William Sound. The Prospector's open late all summer.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 52. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have John Tollerud. He's been a frequent, I wouldn't say frequent guest, but you've been a multiple visitor.
I think I got six now, so I think.
Yeah. So, but now Fairbanks, I have to say something, and this is not easy. We're getting ready for school.
Yes.
John, aren't we?
Oh, in so many ways. So school kind of, for me, brings back a lot of memories. We were kind of talking about it during the break. That was the one time we knew we were getting brand new clothes that weren't hand-me-downs from anybody or anything like
exactly
that.
Exactly right. We used to order ours from Sears Roebuck catalog, and that was a big day when that arrived.
Yeah, we got to go shopping at Mervyn's, so and that doesn't exist anymore.
Either. Yeah.
but it was always nice to feel like I had a fresh, what do they call it now, a fit.
Yeah.
So I'm learning this.
Something
slang.
That was your own.
That's right. It was mine. Nobody else had ever worn it, and nobody else ever did get to wear it after me. I never had hand-me-downs.
But you're having a program. You know, school starts on August 19th, Tuesday morning.
Right.
Tell everyone about your program.
So we've
program.
Got a litany of things that are going on before that to help.
Yep.
The first thing is we're doing, in partnership with Walmart, we're doing what's called Stuff the Bus. We're going to take our big Salvation Army bus over to the Walmart parking lot, and from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on August 2nd, you're going to be able to bring in any school supplies that you want to help make sure that other people have good school supplies, clothing, all of that. On top of that, Captain Rosie has listened to our community in a couple of different ways, and we've kind of come up with the point that
Saturday, August 2nd.
Saturday, August
10, 2nd. 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
The
to
bus
1.
At Walmart.
Yep. And we've discovered people need shoes. Shoes are not easy to get around.
Mm-hmm.
And shoes are nice. Boots are nice. Everything like that. So we're asking people to consider buying shoes for back to school and bringing those to the bus. Supplies are always nice, always helpful. Everyone needs a new pack of crayons, new colored pencils.
Clothing.
And let me tell you, my wife and I are very different people when it comes to our office supplies. The pens, her pens are not the same pens that I use, so we know whose pen we're touching, if we're touching somebody's pen, so on and so forth. But sometimes the difference between 0.5 millimeter lead and 0.7 millimeter lead is the difference between a kid having a good year of school and a kid feeling like he's just an afterthought. So just a thought there, but we're looking for supplies.
Bring the thicker lead.
So, I don't know. I'm a 0.5 guy myself.
I'm a 0.7.
So. See, we have these things, and that's something to consider.
That way, you see what I would do is I'd make a few eraser marks so the teacher thought I was really working hard on this.
There you go.
And then they say wrong in red.
But we're hoping that on that Saturday, August 2nd, people can bring all these supplies, all these. We're trying to work with a couple other places. Even if somebody says, hey, I don't know what size shoe kids need, because, my gosh, kids' shoes can be much bigger than mine. I had a kid at a Christmas last year. The mom was like, my kid's shoe size is 14. And I was like, yeah, I'm a 10.
Yeah, I'm a 10 and a half, you know. A 14?
Yeah.
How old was this kid?
This kid was 12.
And
yeah, I don't know how it works anymore, but if you
sizes wanna, haven't changed.
Yeah, if you want to go to one of our local retailers and just buy a gift card that's specific for shoes or something like mm-hmm. that. I know we have a couple of shoe places in town, Foot Locker and the other one over in the Mar Avenue area.
Let me ponder that.
Yeah, but you can just buy them for them and. That'll be great, too, because sometimes we don't get the size shoes needed. So we're looking for that type of thing. And then this is where it gets real fun. Our location on 1602 10th Avenue, right across from Denali Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Great school. On August 16th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and I believe that's a Friday, but from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to have a back-to-school barbecue, games, activities. We're going to have a big old bounce house. I think it's...
what day is this again?
August 16th, and I believe that's a Friday. Let me look it up real quick. But that's when we're going to do the back-to-school giveaway and the back-to-school party.
August 16th is a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. See? This is my problem. You got me in here instead of Rosie, and she knows everything. So...
She's letting you wing it alone.
She is, and then I'm going to get in trouble when I get home. But August 16th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., she says that pre-registration, calling into our office at 907-452-3103 and extension or option 3, and registering with Valerie will be the best way to ensure that your kids are in line for these back-to-school supplies. There may be clothes, there may be shoes, there will be other supplies.
This is when you give them out.
Yes, that's when we give them out. And the really nice thing is over the last couple of years, Captain Rosie has worked with the school district
mm-hmm.
to create the bags for the specific supplies that each kid needs for each grade. And so they'll have some prepackaged bags that are going to be like, this is for fourth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And like if there's options, like I want a red notepad versus a blue notepad, there'll be that option there, but... Everything will basically be broken down. This is the fourth grade area. This is the fifth grade area. This is the second grade area to make sure that everyone gets what they need for the specific grade. So pre-registration, make sure there's only one requirement, it looks like. Children must be present or proof that children are enrolled in school with the parent's name on it, school year document, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So if your kid's there, no problem. Saturday, August 16th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. There's a barbecue, free haircuts, games, and a lot of different other activities, including a bounce house obstacle course.
Wow. Good for you. You know, you have such a great organization. But with great organizations comes, it's usually with great leadership. And you and Rosie are just such a team. You really are. And the Salvation Army in Fairbanks for multiple generations has always just been top shelf. Always been top shelf. So thank you.
We're glad that it's been that way for a long time.
So tell me about your daughter's clothing style. This, you know, I saw you guys this morning. I said, oh, my God. Brent, come on. Do it. Do it.
We're both decorated in Broncos gear, generational Broncos gear. So she's wearing the jersey of current Denver Broncos Patrick Surtain the second, one of the greatest defensive backs to ever play the game.
Yeah.
And then I'm currently donning a Champ Bailey jersey, another one of the greatest cornerbacks to ever play the game.
Champ came over from?
The Washington.
That's right.
Redskins.
I was so glad with that when that happened.
I'm sure you were as a Cowboys fan.
They traded a running back for one of the best ever.
Yes, but I will tell you, just in case you were worried, and I did.
I'm not.
I did research it just to be sure.
You dug into my Dallas Cowboys before you.
I did.
You
did. Clinton Portis had his best games against the Dallas Cowboys, so.
Like I cared.
You had your rings. I get it.
All five. I know. But that was neat coming in, seeing you and your daughter and matching Denver Bronco jerseys, rather.
Yes.
And you got your hat, and she's got her nice little hat, too. And oh, boy. I said, oh, yep. We have Captain John in the building.
She woke up this morning. She said, I need to wear the Broncos. And so I did, too.
Let's talk about your South Cushman property, your store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It's an interesting moment to bring that up. Just a couple of days ago, we had somebody run into the store again.
Oh, really?
So
oh, my goodness.
I did not know that.
So what happened?
Oh, we had a citizens' high-speed chase that ended in our parking lot and
hit the building.
After the fact, yes. I will say I was very grateful for the Fairbanks Police Department showing up as quickly as they did to help resolve the situation that was happening.
No one hurt?
No one was hurt. But there was a situation happening in our parking lot, and the Fairbanks Police Department got there fast enough to
diffuse it,
dissolve any tensions. Everyone left with a smiling face. Somebody just put it in reverse instead of forward. And now I got to do some more repairs on my building.
Oh, my goodness. You're still open for business, I see.
Still open for business Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30.
So how do you take donations?
We take the only things we don't take right now, and I get a little bit into this, but the ones that we don't even negotiate on are used mattresses, used pillows, and used underwear.
Yeah.
And those are obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And we've started to notice it's not worth taking printers, not because we can't sell them. We probably could, but printers are fairly inexpensive now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the going rate for a gallon of human blood is $78 a gallon. The going rate for printer ink is $137 a gallon.
Wow.
So you might not want to consider that.
Well, I got a printer ink story for you.
Okay.
You know, my printer that I got from the local Office Depot, Office Max here, was getting low on ink. So I go over to Office Max, and they don't have it in stock. But if they did, it's like $124 a mm-hmm. cartridge, and I need four cartridges. So I got online, and I bought a package of four cartridges for like $85 and had it delivered. And then so, okay, you have it delivered, and then I was able by myself to change out the packages, the cartridges, by myself and have it go through the cycle. And I was very proud of myself.
I'm surprised.
I was extremely proud of myself. Fairbanks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. We got some approved bumper music. We have some Eric Clapton coming to you. Then we have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. And we will be back.
up on KFAR 97.5 FM.
Fox News. I'm John Saucier. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman defending ICE in a post on X this week, arguing calls for the agency to be abolished are outrageous. The Democratic senator telling Fox he believes in legal immigration, insists ICE plays an important role in helping keep the country safe.
We should round up and deport all the criminals. Absolutely. I support that. You know, I'm a Democrat. I also want to secure our border. And then I think it's there are two things that must be true. A secure border, and now let's we have to deport all of the criminals.
In Los Angeles, the mayor Karen Bass signing an executive order to promote more information sharing about ICE raids in her city. The mayor says she's looking to stop what she calls a lawless administration.
When people are taken from our city, we do not necessarily know where they are going. They are not provided regular access to families or to legal counsel.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the personal use fishery for the Kenai River is now open until Thursday, July 31st. The dipnet fishery opens each year on the 10th and runs through the end of the month. The city of Kenai provides a number of services to support the fishery, including parking and camping on the beaches, restrooms, trash collection, and a boat dock with a four-ramp boat launch. Fees are charged for most of these services. Dipnetting on the Kenai River is allowed daily from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. through July 31st. An Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit and a 2025 Alaska sport fishing license are required to participate. Only Alaska residents may participate in this fishery. Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit harvest and participation must be reported online no later than August 15th through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Harvest reporting webpage. And in other dip netting news, thanks to another great week of sockeye salmon numbers, the Chitna Subdistrict personal use dip net salmon fishery will remain open continuously through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, July 20th.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
If you could hear Old Spice Fiji Antiperspirant, what would it sound like? First, you'd start with Fiji Antiperspirant's amazing scent of palm trees. Add pure notes of fresh coconut and layer on 24/7 odor and sweat protection. You won't hear any dyes or parabens because with Fiji, you won't have any. So while your regular antiperspirant sounds like this, Old Spice Fiji sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
If you're a shooter, you know that the one thing you always need more of is ammo. But with today's prices, you feel like you have to take out a second mortgage just to stay proficient. Well, not anymore, thanks to 907ammo.com. 907ammo.com is your locally owned and operated outlet for a wide variety of calibers at a great price. And if you live on the road system, delivered right to your door. Go to 907ammo.com right now and put it in the cart, pull the trigger, and see it on your doorstep in just a couple of days. 907ammo.com, the last frontier's online ammo delivered.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Captain John Tullerud in the studio here with me. He is with the Salvation Army, and you're over there on, 10th and behind Denali Elementary School, where I went to school, but I was in the original Denali Elementary School.
Yeah, 10th and Stewart, just right over there. We got all that big field and... that's where we're going to have this event, so we're excited for that.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure I don't get in trouble.
is Captain Rosie listening?
She might be.
You never know. You never know.
So I just want to make sure I get our last three talking points, and then if you have any questions, let me know. So there's a barbecue, free haircuts, games, and activities. We are looking for volunteers and donors for the 3 hours. People to kind of oversee things and maybe donate other things. And then you can always contact us, 452-3103. Rosie's extension 1, I'm extension 2, and our caseworker Valerie is extension 3.
Hmm.
And then we need donations of new school supplies, new shoes, snacks, maybe gift cards. Someone wants to donate a snow cone machine rental for the day and a popcorn machine rental for the day. Those would be great things we could use. So just thoughts.
Good for you. Hmm. You know, I still remember my birthday and getting kicked out of Fred Meyer's from being a bell ringer with a lady with mental aspects that were not good. She walked through the plaza there where I was at about 5-6 different times and complained about me, but did not complain about you on the other side.
I did have a keyboard as well, so I was playing music and singing a little different.
Oh, you don't want me singing.
Well, I mean.
But I'll do it again this year on my birthday. I'll be down there ringing the bell for a few hours.
Wonderful. We'll always be looking for volunteers for that. So
I know. So your hours at your South Cushman, what's the address there?
So it's the easiest address out there, 2222 South Cushman Street.
22nd and Cushman.
Yep. Right across from what used to be a Circle K and which will eventually become a Circle K again. And, 23rd and Cushman, and we're there from 10 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday.
Okay, what the heck?
And if you haven't been in the last couple of years, you need to come in now.
Let's go to your August 2nd event.
Stop the bus.
At Walmart.
At Walmart, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And what are you looking for?
School Everything. Supplies,
shoes.
Clothes, shoes especially.
Yeah.
Shoes especially. If you're out there and you're listening to this, you remember what it was like to get a new pair of shoes going to school.
Yeah.
And I remember that I got the green Nike high tops instead of the red or the black ones that everyone else got. And so I wasn't as cool as everybody, but I was never as cool as anybody anyway. And I liked Larry Bird, so green was fine with me, even though I wasn't a Celtics fan.
The days. You know, let's see, back when I had those types of shoes, it was PF Flyers.
There you go.
And then the Keds, KEDS.
Yep, yeah. I remember Keds.
Yeah, then you graduated Converse, you know, and stuff like that. And yeah, I remember Adidas and then Nike.
I remember I got made fun of because I had Converse instead of Airwalk.
Hmm.
And Converse were the poor kid's shoe, and Airwalk were the ones that were big. By the way, I think Payless sells Airwalk now, and they're the only ones, so if they exist anymore.
Any existing fires out there?
There's still some fires. Actually, I just got some text messages about that, too. There's still a lot of things still going with the fires, a lot of set and a lot of ready from the borough.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is in current go status that has buildings that are affected. So
good.
That's nice.
That big rain on Tuesday.
Oh, I was dancing in it.
My lawn loved it. We all loved it. I mean, it was like, big raindrops. Yeah.
The hard part on that one was that Healy got a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Fairbanks got a lot of it, but Nanana was just passed by on that rainstorm entirely.
Wow.
It was weird.
That happens. That happens. Hmm. Well, my lawn got it, so that was good. What things are you going to be working on in the future with your organization?
So we're hoping, I mean, we always got the red buckets. We're hoping to find volunteers and fight. I'm hoping to do a Rotary Rings Day where all the Rotaries in town sign up and try and see who can raise more money and do all the locations for one whole day. I'd love the Lions clubs and the Kiwanis clubs to do the same thing, but working on it. I'd really, really want to challenge the Army and the Air Force to see who can raise more money in a day of bell ringing. But we got the back to school program. We'll be doing our Christmas warehouse, helping kids and families have Christmas. We're still sending kids to camp. Like I said, we've been in that pilot car line. We don't mess around. This week, I'm taking some kids down to our camp in Wasilla, and they're going to go out to the Kenai, and they're going to go fishing.
Good
they're
for them.
Do some dip netting as part of the camp experience. So that's pretty cool. And we've got a great partnership with Rotary Cares and with CASA and the state, because we're sending kids every week to camp. And some of those kids are kids that are in foster care, which is something that not a lot of foster families can afford to do, is send kids to summer camp. So we've made sure we've had donors that have taken care of that, and they're making sure that there's no cost for families to send their kids to camp. And actually this year, our donors gave it so that nobody has to pay for camp. So every kid that's got
those are some good
camp,
donors.
We have great donors. This is the Golden Heart doesn't even begin to describe how much people in Fairbanks take care of people in Fairbanks. So
always been that way. It's, you know, I got an email a couple days ago from a nurse looking at moving up here and asked me why they should move to Fairbanks.
There you go.
And I said, the people. And I said, you know, it's an attitude. We're Fairbanksons, and that's a good attitude. But we're up here. There's no adjoining city. If you're in Seattle, you have Tacoma. There's nothing. So we're self-contained, and we do everything. You know, we have a great university. We have a great performance. We have great arts, great sports. You know, everything. We're self-contained for our education, our entertainment, and our living. We're self-contained.
It's a great city, and I agree with you that the people are the biggest reason that is. Even when I go through, and I manage our thrift store on Saturdays right now, and I just get the opportunity to talk with so many people who I've heard stories of when the Salvation Army helped in the flood, or when they themselves were in a position of need, or I just hear all these different stories about how maybe it was the Salvation Army, but maybe there were other people in the community that helped and came alongside them. One guy said, I was coming to you guys for rent and utility assistance, and when I went to my landlord to get the amount, he says, oh, your neighbor in 1B took care of it. And that's not something that happens in a lot of places.
No, I mean, it's not.
That's very special for here in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And I would say that there's no way that you can replicate that kind of Golden Heart. I think Golden Heart really does describe. I remember first moving up here, a lot of people were telling me, yeah, they're sourdoughs. And so my thought would be, yeah, you might be sourdoughs outside of Fairbanks, but inside you've got a Golden Heart. And that's what really makes us great people up here. And so I'm grateful to be here and grateful to be part of the community.
There we go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I shall never see a poem as lovely as a... Oh, hello. Are you surprised to learn that I love poetry? It's true. Poems have such a pleasant flow about them. Don't you think? I do my best work when I'm not, you know, bloated. My family calls Bigfoot pumping and thawing just once a year to keep my poetry flowing. I serve them much better. The Bigfoot with a helping hand.
This summer, the Tenino Valley State Fair is turning up the volume with a night of unforgettable country music. Thompson Square is bringing their chart-topping hits, including the fan favorite, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not, to the fairgrounds Saturday, August 2nd.
Gonna kiss me or not.
And they're not coming alone. James Otto joins the party, bringing that smooth country soul you love with his number one smash, Just Got Started Loving You.
You don't have to go now, honey. Call him, tell him you won't be in today.
Two incredible artists, one unforgettable night, and it's all happening at the Tenino Valley State Fair. This is a singer-songwriter combo in a round acoustic performance. Get your tickets now at ericksonevents.com and get ready to sing every word.
Sometimes it feels like
this is an Erickson Unlimited event.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 75. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to give a shout-out to Captain Rosie, who's monitoring this production cycle here to make sure Captain John does everything right. And how do you like that, Captain Rosie, how do you like that singing in the background? You know, your daughter's doing great. She's in a purple padded room. Your husband, not so great. He's having to, you know, finagle North Korean equipment.
We got it to work.
I know. You're not having to hold on to it now. It's not falling on you. Yeah, so good job.
Thank you.
So how do you get prepared for such items as people being evacuated? How do you... I mean, man.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how to explain it really well, so I'll do my best. I'm not a wordsmith. What I'll tell you is years of experience help. And every time you go through some sort of evacuation, some sort of displacement,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of disaster response, you learn something each time. I've already got a list. It's now... quite long in my notes app on my phone.
Basically your tickler file, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And I will tell you that we, both times that we opened shelters, the first one was Memorial Day weekend and the second one was the 4th of July weekend. So it always happens on weekends.
And it's always on a holiday.
Always on a holiday, so nobody's around. And
yet, the next holiday is?
Yeah, I'm not talking about that at this point. But we do our best to try and mitigate the small things. So we don't know ever how many people are going to show up. Great thank you to the city and the borough for managing most of things.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to the school district for having their facilities open and ready. The shelter here in the Fairbanks area was at Hutchinson High School,
mm-hmm.
which was great. I promise I didn't damage the floor in the gym. The Red Cross were the ones that managed the shelter itself. I just fed people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we did great there, but you never know how many people are going to show because, like we kind of...
It's something you can't predict.
It isn't, and it's kind of like we were talking about, you know, people taking care of each other
mm-hmm.
Earlier. We had a lot of people who, they just grabbed their fifth wheeler and they're like, I'll go camping for the weekend and maybe the evacuation order will be lifted by the time I'm done. Or they went and they stayed in their buddy's parking lot or their buddy's driveway or
mm-hmm.
Walmart and Fred Meyer and all these other places opened up their space, and that was great. Again, that's not something that happens in somewhere like Los Angeles.
No.
That happens in Fairbanks. It happens with local business leaders understanding the need and understanding the capabilities that people have. And
yeah.
So you don't know who's going to show up. You don't advertise what's for dinner every day because you don't want a bigger crowd than you need. But we always try to make sure that everyone who's displaced has the option to come into these shelters and has the option to be fed in these places, because we want to make sure everyone has a place to go when they're displaced.
We just had, with this loss of phone call, they called in on the back line. If they want to call in again, they can do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the back line, the bat phone.
There we go. I'll take it.
What the heck? But it's, we lost. Oh, well.
But yeah, as to how you prepare
always learning
for it,
experience, yeah.
Yeah, how do you prepare for it? You just go through it. So I don't know really. you go through one, you go, next time I want to do this, next time we should be ready for this. So
what about people displaced by fires? Do you help with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the great things we have is our partnership, especially here in Fairbanks, mm-hmm. with the American Red Cross.
Exactly. That's where I was going with this. Yes. Let's bring it out.
So the American Red Cross are the people that see folks first.
Mm-hmm.
They go through...
House them.
They will house them, or they will go through the American Red Cross's system,
mm-hmm.
and they'll identify the needs that each individual has when they're in that situation. We have a form that we've worked with our local Red Cross that allows them to refer them to us, and we'll give them the housing vouchers, the clothing vouchers, the household good vouchers, the furniture vouchers to help them. Because just because I give you a furniture voucher doesn't mean you're ready to move back into a place. Sometimes it takes a while. And so if you go through the Red Cross, you don't have to worry about how long it's going to take, because we have you on file and we won't in any way, shape, or form lose that. And so we always encourage people when they have those situations, house fires, displaced by wildfires, displaced by disasters, start with the Red Cross. And then the Red Cross is the ones that kind of...
They have a network.
They put us together with everybody, because we have so many. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently the chairman of what is called NARVOAD,
mm-hmm.
which is Northern Alaska Regional Volunteer Organizations Assisting in Disaster.
Wow.
And so we currently have the LDS Church,
mm-hmm.
A couple other faith groups, the Adventist Community Services,
mm-hmm.
the Baptist Disaster Relief, the American Red Cross, and the Salvation Army are all partners within that agency. And there are many other faith groups as well that have joined that group in an effort to kind of collate all of the people willing to help in the events of disaster or displacement, so that we can identify the right people. Thanks to NARVOAD, the American Red Cross was able to supplement their deployed volunteers with volunteers from the NARVOAD faith groups that helped. NARVOAD was the way we got a Tease Barbecue connection. So, I mean, it was a great thing for us. And again, can't say enough about how great their barbecue was.
Now, let's go sure. off the beaten path here. Next week is... Golden Days.
Yes. Sorry. I'm driving kids to camp. So.
Yeah. And on Wednesday, what starts?
Is it the Golden Days Parade?
Wednesday, the pancakes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I have to take on... Eliana's going to come to work with me a little bit more during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Rosie is currently the president of the Chena Kiwanis Club.
And that's right.
The Kiwanis
Why do you think
clubs.
I'm bringing that up?
There we go.
Just bringing it out.
Because we think with our stomachs, we're alike in that way. So I believe, and I wish she were here to comment a little bit more, I believe that they are starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yes, they do.
And they are doing their sourdough pancakes right across the street.
Saddler's parking lot. $10, all-you-can-eat pancakes, coffee, and a couple sausage links, an orange juice, and butter and maple syrup.
Now, I went last year. I picked up Eliana because she was helping for a little bit at the pancake feed, too, which, by the way, watching a four-year-old want to help just... It fills my heart because she always asks if she can be our big helper.
Yeah.
But she went with mom and she helped with the pancake feed. And I was very lucky that I got to have a couple of pancakes before I had to go. And they're great pancakes. I like them. So
good for you. Good to hear. What the heck? It, you know, there's something for everyone during that Golden Days.
That's true.
And it's, you know, you have in other towns it'd be called like Founders Day. Well, we have a Founders Week.
Right. Now, I'm going to do a shameless plug. There's a lot of really nice hats and mm-hmm. old-timey dresses currently at the Salvation Army thrift store.
Ah!
And so if you're looking to get into that...
Dress and garb.
I would say all you have to do is go in, and I have two of my employees have actively looked through some of the donations to try and find stuff that would fit the Golden Days mentality. So you're going to want to talk to Ariel or Andrea, and they're going to be able to point you in the right direction. But we've got lots of the old-timey dresses, lots of the old-timey hats.
Ariel or Andrea? Okay. All those A words.
I have an A team.
There you go. So, again, and the Kiwanis, I didn't, you know, until you brought that up, I didn't realize your wife was a part of them. They do such good in Fairbanks, too. Another great group.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Volunteerism at its best.
Yep. No, we have a great partnership with actually a lot of service clubs. The Lions, the Kiwanis, and the Rotary, and the Salvation Army go back years.
So... I was asked to speak at the the Pacific Northwest Lions International that was up here in January. And so I'm, you know, giving them opening remarks, and I just said to them, now explain to me why in the hell there is not a Lions barbecue. You know, and everyone just went, he's right. So they're starting wet out of Eagle River now.
There you go.
But a guy by the name of Tiny, he was there, and I'd met him years before. So they're starting to barbecue Lions, basically.
There you go.
And barbecue Kiwanis.
Yeah. Pancakes and Kiwanis.
I know. So, so you know, it's there's so many things that can be done. So you're going to be driving down to Wasilla this weekend.
I will be. Monday.
How many kids?
I think we have... two, maybe three going to this team camp.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Yeah.
And how many from the state will be there? Just those three or two or three
there
or others?
There are 20. They max out at 30 a week.
Yeah.
I think there's 25 to 30 this next week, too.
So what's the schedule? What do they do?
So it's an interesting. Each week is very different. So this week is teen camp. And I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe that the young ladies are staying at the camp in Wasilla, and they're going to be doing a little bit of Alaskan lady stuff going on. I don't exactly know what that entails.
Skinning moose.
My guess is they're going to do some salmon jerky. Tell me Alaska, Alaska girls, I think of the Alaska girls I know, and they're hunting, they're fishing, they're trapping, they're making jerky, they're...
Yep.
Scoring salmon, they're just as capable as the guys.
Yeah.
Then the gentlemen are going down to Kenai, and they're going to be doing some dip netting. So.
Okay. We got about 2 minutes left, so let's go back and recalculate things on August 2nd. What happens?
We're stuffing the bus at Walmart from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And you need shoes and school supplies and food and all that fun stuff.
All the great stuff. I'll make sure I'll get some coolers out there in case someone wants to donate the food.
And that's on a Saturday.
That's on a Saturday.
And then on Saturday the 16th at your location.
1602
10th and
Avenue.
Stewart.
Yep.
You're distributing the goodies.
Yep, with a bouncy castle obstacle course and some games and some food.
And some grilling and some barbecue.
There's also going to be giving them haircuts as well as the equipment that they're coming in for, all the school supplies and the shoes and everything.
I still don't like that jersey you got on. Your daughter's fine, but not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No. Again, I told you. She woke up this morning, and she said, I want to be the Broncos. And so I matched her, and she was very
You're
happy.
Blaming this on your daughter.
I'm okay with it. I'm not blaming. I'm just telling
you. Oh, it's even worse. Yeah, we did this. Yeah.
We have dyed her deep in the Broncos wool, so...
Mr. Teller, thank you for coming in. Thank you
Always
for all
pleasure.
That you do. Glad we could have you on the show. Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. Remember, next week is Golden Days.
That's Golden
Lots of events every day, and I will see you on Monday. You have a great weekend.